Today we are going to talk about the mantra of Sea Self, Sea Father. There are three aspects to the self. The three aspects of the self are mind, intellect and sanskars. Sanskars form the subconscious pool of the self. They denote our personality. But the mind and intellect are cognitive or conscious functions of the self. So when we are talking about the mind, the state of manmana bhav is what we all try to attain. Manmana bhav, or the state of being in the state of soul consciousness. This effort of trying to be soul conscious always is hindered by the presence of three aspects in the mind which cause triggers in the mind. These three aspects of the mind are impulses, reactions and stimulations. The mind is a waiting area, or it's a lounge for thoughts. It's also a screen for thoughts. But there are certain aspects in our deeper personality or certain aspects of the drama which cause ripples in the lake of our mind. You can categorize these aspects as the stones which cause ripples in the lake of the mind. The first one that I'm talking about today is impulse. Impulse is an urge which impels me to do something off the cuff. I do not plan it or I do not think about it, but it is a trigger which pulls me into a drama or activates certain sanskars of mine. There is no flavor to the impulse. It is not good or bad, but it is just an off-the-cuff trigger reaction to some input coming from outside which activates my sanskars or does not pay heed to the intellect. Hence, the first stone that we need to be aware of, which can cause ripples in the lake of soul consciousness, is an impulse or our impulses which emerge from our deeper subconscious pool. The second aspect of the mind, are reactions. Reactions are pre-thinking and post-thinking thought capsules. They either try to pre-plan dramas within my mind or they try to substantiate the drama which has already taken place by thinking about what could have been done better or what could have been avoided. So these reactions also act as the stones which bring me down from the stage of soul consciousness. Reactions cause a lot of overthinking. They also pull in negative thinking, and in an effort to correct our thought or our thought pattern, we get into a whole lot of drama trying to change what we think is not right. So reactions cause a lot of thought generation, and this again brings me down from the benign state of soul consciousness that I should always have. The third aspect of the mind is something which is wired in the drama, but it also has a subtle emotional connect to our inner feelings. And this third aspect comes from Baba. It comes from Baba, and it could also emerge from our higher self. And this third aspect is called as stimulation. The word that Baba uses for this is Umang Utsah. When we receive thoughts of stimulation, we are activated to go out into the field of service or start a new method of self-care or try to evolve or create something new. Stimulations are given by Baba in connection with the Rama around us in order to keep us in a state of enthusiasm. So stimulations also cause ripples in the lake of soul consciousness. But stimulations have a definite positive flavor to them. They try to carry us up in the drama and they try to walk us to our higher selves. Hence, all these three aspects of the mind have to be looked into by a Rajarishi who wants to grow from being a Brahmin into his or her higher angelic self. The ideal method to do this is to do it after the early morning Gyan Yoga period. The early morning Gyan Yoga period is a very safe period for Brahmins because we are in that good space in the mind when we have had Amrit Vela meditation and then Murli class and Bhog, and we are probably just into some kind of service module. And so our sanskars really are not activated in that early morning module. Neither do we get a lot of inputs for ripples. But after the early morning period is over, we ought to take up a process called as thought journaling. We need to have a diary or a journal wherein we mark down or write down all the three aspects of the mind that I spoke about: impulses, reactions or reactive thoughts, and the causes for the reactive thoughts, and stimulations that arise in our mind. This kind of thought journaling will give me or any seeker an let us say a 30% idea of what the self is about. Knowing the self and knowing the mind, and what does the mind compose, what does the mind contain, is essential in order to get into a deeper study of sanskars. So the first aspect of the mind consists of three triggers which cause ripples in the lake of the mind. They are like stones which bring us down from our happy state of soul consciousness, and we need to get into a study of these three aspects in order to understand our mind better. The three aspects are, again I repeat, impulses, reactions or reactive thoughts, and stimulations. So this was the first aspect of the self that we are speaking about, that is the mind. The second aspect of the self that we look into before we get into a study of the intellect, or before we try to understand what the intellect is about, the second aspect which is more important with regards to the drama that we are playing are sanskars. As Brahmins, we are activating all kinds of sanskars since morning. As I spoke before, we activate the Gyan Yoga sanskar early in the morning. Then we are in a service mode, so we activate the sanskar of service. Here I am using the term activation because we have to understand that as self-masters, we are responsible for the activation of our sanskars. Despite the triggers, despite the stimulations, despite any inputs coming from the drama, it is I, the soul, who am responsible for the activation of any sanskars in my zone. Hence, I am using the word activation. So, I activate the sanskar of service. Then later on, I meet certain souls with whom I have some karmic imprint, or I have certain aspects of my personality which need to be cleansed, and I am in the, let us say, the washing machine of the service zone, so that I can, these sanskars of mine can be cleansed. So I am activating certain other sanskars which could also probably arise from my lower self, from the behaviors which I want to leave behind. And then towards the end, I am activating sanskars of I want to rest the body, or I want to refill myself with Baba's energies. So I activate sanskars of yoga or rest or whatever. So this way, in this manner, we are continuously activating sanskars. But in between this sanskar activation, the ideal day should be a no trigger event in my mind. That should be the ideal day for a Rajyogi. But in between this sanskar activation, there are other switches which activate sanskars for me at random. And unless if I have an awareness of the switches and of my own sanskars, I will not be able to understand how is the drama working for me. Because we have to understand, the drama is triggered by my own sanskars. And hence a study of the sanskars has to be got into. We need to have a clear understanding of how many sanskars do I activate in a day and why do I activate them. My sanskars should be available to me at my fingertips. Just as I can Google something at the click of a mouse, my sanskars as a Brahmin or as a Rajyogi should be available to me and known to me. Even if somebody wakes me up from bed and asks me about something, I should be able to know which sanskar did I activate during that time. This should be the level of closeness with my own sanskars. Unless if I am able to bracket down and write down and know clearly which sanskar is getting activated, I cannot understand myself any further. Let me give you an example. Let us say I have a sanskar of being a doctor. I have a sanskar of extra or over empathy for others, or extra concern for others. And as I get into the space of service, I put my bodily needs on hold. I do not, I neglect my yoga schedules, or I do not actually listen to the impending thoughts of my mind, which are trying to tell me to shut down the service area in order to take care of the self. So if I am not aware of my sanskar of extra concern or empathy or whatever it is, I will keep on being in that zone of activation and I will go into an imbalance about the self. This can work the other way around too. Sometimes certain souls are extremely caring or self-protective about their own self, and they are so much into that self zone that they are not receiving signals about service. So knowing my sanskars, there should be a mirror understanding of sanskars. I should know, as if standing in front of a mirror, that these are my sanskars and I am activating them. The process of sanskar realization, sanskar activation, and having the sanskars at your fingertips is what is going to give you the freedom to master them. Without knowledge, there cannot be any mastery. So this is the second aspect: complete realization, knowledge of the sanskars, sanskars available at your fingertips, and the major sanskars that you activate during an entire day. Again, as in the thought journal, you can also maintain a sanskar journal in the same book in order to know all the sanskars that you are activating. It could be a teacher sanskar, nimitta sanskar, it could be a householder sanskar, it could be a long winding sanskar of talking a lot, which is probably what I am doing right now. But anyway, so you could have all these kind of sanskars. But the idea is not to beat yourself down and say that, okay, no, I will no longer have this sanskar. The idea is to know that it should not be activated for more than the required time and for the required need. This is what Baba means when he says that use your time and your thoughts in the right manner. Because sanskar activation, random sanskar activation without awareness causes waste of time, drain of energy and waste of thoughts. So this was the second aspect of seeing the self. Seeing the self first in the space of the mind and then sanskar activation during the entire day. Now I'm going to talk about the four switches, subconscious switches, which operate our sanskar activation. These four switches are wired to our belief systems, value systems, emotions. It is they are kind of switch points which can shut down my personality for me, or they can really pull up my personality and bring it out into the drama. So these four switches, which Baba has also spoken about in many Murlis, are needs, desires, longings and attitudes. Here I am not talking about wants, because wants form a part of needs and desires. That's why I have divided it into needs and desires. Needs are basic subtle wants which you need in order to conduct either your physical self or your mental self. So both the aspects, you have needs, you have a need to need to be in the household in order to take care of the body, or you have a need to go for the morning meditation. It is, in fact, for Brahmins there are additional needs, because we also have the Gyan Yoga nature within us. So our needs, activate or create, switch our sanskars from one mode to another. Needs are basic wants which are necessary and which cause us to activate our sanskars. The second aspect of these four switches, the second switch in fact, is our desires. So desires are deep-rooted wants, but they are not available to you in your mind or sanskar space. They just activate your sanskars and you're pulled into a drama because of the desires. But if in order to understand myself better, I need to look into what is a desire that is fueling my sanskar activation. Let us say if I have a desire to be seen as a teacher, or I have a desire to fulfill what Baba demands or asks of me as a teacher, then I am going to put myself in that sanskar mode where I am going to look or learn or speak about or write or share or display the knowledge that I have within me. And for this, I am going to forego other aspects of my personality in order to grow that teacher desire within me. So there is, again, as I said, none of the components of the self have any flavor to them. There is nothing moral or immoral or wrong or right about any of these things that I am speaking about. Not the triggers in the mind, not the switches of the personality, not the kind of sanskars we activate. It is just an awareness that we need to bring into our lives. So I could have many other subtle desires which were necessary for a previous role, but which are no longer needed now when I have come to Baba. So it is in my understanding and capacity to know which desires are activating what kind of sanskars and which desires can I merge, which can I sublimate, which can I not activate. So this is another aspect, great aspect of self-mastery that we need to look into. So the first was need, the second was desire. This is the second switch. The third switch is longing. Longing is what Baba calls as Aash. You know, Baba has defined these two terms very clearly in the Murlis. Desire is Ichcha. Need is Zarurat. Desire is Ichcha. But longing is Aash. So Baba says in the Murli that Tum bachchon ko koi Aash nahi rakhni hai. Means you should not have any longing for anything. And there is a very deep reason for why Baba says that. Let me give you an example. For example, I once encountered this deep longing in one of our colleagues, that they wanted to go out to the field to be in the Middle East for serving Baba. And of course, although it is not allowed, like most Rajyogis don't get into other modules of study, but this desire, this longing was so strong that she used to, she had a dissonance within her mind. So she went into a whole lot of meditative study about this. And the understanding that she received was that there was something about being in the Islamic religion in the past, where she had done or acted in such a way that it took people away from the one true God. And now this longing is arising in the drama for her to correct that which she had done. So she had this deep longing to go to the Middle East and serve. So again, as I said, there is nothing wrong about this. But the idea is that you should surrender such longings to Baba. Any of these aspects that I am speaking about, whether they are impulses, reactions, stimulations, or the switches of the subconscious, needs, desires, longings, attitudes, we need to be honest with Baba about this, and we have to take an understanding from him that is this what really God wants me to activate? Because if I am not aware of my desires or longings, Ichcha and Aash, I am going to be out there in the field of service and trigger dramas which are not needed, which are not necessary for me, which might waste a lot of time, and I might be in this belief that it is Baba who wants me to do this. So before activating any desire or longing, I need to have a clear understanding of them. I need to chart all my desires, needs and longings and attitudes. And I need to be in the space with Baba where I am honest about this aspect of the subconscious. And this is what Baba also calls as buddhi ki safai. For the intellect to be clean, I need to be aware of my sanskars, the switches of the sanskars, and I need to be honest and hand over these things to Baba for him to work at it as he wants it. So we spoke about three aspects today. One was the mind zone with three triggers, impulses, reactions and stimulations. Then we spoke about sanskar activation and how I need to have all my sanskars at my fingertips, and and awareness of what sanskars I activate during the entire day. And the third thing that we spoke about are needs, desires and longings. So I'm also going to speak about attitudes, after which I will get to the second part of the C-Self series in my next audio recording. So the last aspect of C-Self is looking at the subtle switch of attitudes. Attitudes are mental positionings of the mind. Attitudes create a lot of belief systems. Attitudes fuel your emotions, and attitudes even fuel your desires and longings. So attitude is what Baba calls as vritti, is at the base of this self, this switch tree which I am talking about. And it is triggering mind reactions, it is triggering sanskar activation, it is triggering actual dramas out there with other people, and all of this is happening because of the attitude. So here I would again like to give an example. For a long time I have been serving incognito because of certain personal roles that I have to play, and during this period of service, two attitudes came to me, to my understanding, when I was serving. And this was in contact with a particular center where we were trying to send students, and it used to happen that all of a sudden the students would go in there for a while and then they'll feel rejected and they'll come out. And as I got into the study of what is it that was happening there, so Baba highlighted this, that there was a subtle attitude of grihasthas or children of Baba coming from the household zone being impure. So this is, I do not mean this as an affront to anyone, but it also brought into my realization what is the vision of my attitude of whatever was happening there. So I was trying to, so this whole drama loop was playing about, which was necessary for the purification of all of us involved in that zone. So this drama loop of the person at people at the center thinking that grihasthas are impure, and I trying to send in students and then they feeling rejected. And so when I confronted my own attitude about this thing, I understood that I need to cleanse myself of the feeling of trying to even decide a drama or look at somebody else with a particular vision. So I had to work at cleansing my own internal attitude of trying to move things or wanting to change things, and trying to come to the space where everyone can receive anything. So there were other factors at play which I probably did not understand, and so I had to bring myself to a state of acceptance of whatever was happening in the drama. That was the lesson for me. Of course, I do not know the journey of the other soul, but she brought this to my notice. By playing the role that she was playing, she made me visit, and because we were in a thought jam, me and that other soul, I had to, in Amrit Villa, I was in a serious emotional thought jam, and with Baba, I tried to revisit all the decisions that I was making or the actions that I was performing. So the lesson was that I had to develop acceptance of the drama in my attitude. And of course, we also have to understand that probably for the other soul also, the lesson was to accept every soul's, basically it was a lesson of acceptance for everyone, to accept every soul walking into Baba's home, because 33 crores of us are going to walk into Baba's bus from a lot of channels, including the grihastha vyavahar. So we cannot have an attitude which pushes souls away. So this entire drama was an acceptance that needed to come into our attitude. Hence, just the simple attitude of she not accepting certain things, I not being able to accept her role and the souls are not being accepted in that particular zone created an entire drama and created a pool of sanskars. So this is the particular incident that I wanted to mention in order to for us to know what is it that our attitudes are doing. Our attitudes can just create huge dramas for us and for no reason at all. And something which can be very simple and peaceful can be changed because of the attitudes that we possess. So attitudes are mental positionings of the mind, and we need to have a clear understanding of what our attitudes are about. If I am going to have the attitude of being a pure Brahmin, that is also not a right attitude, because Brahminism is a cloak which Baba has given us to protect ourselves with. But Brahminism is not a stick with which to beat others. In order to grow as an angel, I follow and use the cloak of Brahminism for myself. But I have to cultivate mercy for all souls who are coming into Baba's path. And I have to cultivate mercy for the for my own colleagues or counterparts or my own people who are also journeying along with me through this mire of the Kali Yuga. So going beyond Brahminism is one attitude. Trying to become what Baba says as the one with the vast intellect, where your intellect does not think about smaller or lesser ideas of being, where but it is aware like Baba and present in the universal module. So all these attitudes need to be questioned. So we also spoke about now the four switches of the personality: needs, desires, longings and attitudes, which if not looked into can trigger dramas for us. So today we will conclude this talk here, and later on we will speak further on the in a different recording about the other aspects of C-self. Thanks for listening. Om Shanti.